Crop Efficiency, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. With all of our agricultural technology, stock lodging is a major problem, and I talked with University of Idaho researcher on this problem, Dr. Daniel Robertson. The grain on the plant is flourishing almost too well, and that in turn produces weight which the stock is not able to bear, which can result in as much as a 20% yield loss across corn, wheat, and rice.
We've made massive improvements in these three principal crops especially. We've massively increased their yields, but we haven't really done anything to make the stock any stronger. So we're dealing with similar stock to what we had 100 years ago, but we have yields that are two or three times higher. So the plant's just not able to support all the weight anymore. So when the wind comes through and blows, or you get a big rainstorm, then yeah, basically you have too much weight on the plant and it blows the plant over. We need to focus on not only increasing yield, but we need to focus on strengthening the plant itself, making the stock stronger so that it can then hold up that increased yield. Stock lodging is one of the primary factors that's limiting further increases in the yield in the future. Every year, plant breeders are developing thousands of new varieties of crops. And a lot of times they'll have really promising varieties that are tolerant of high planting density, so they can cram a lot of plants in onto 1 acre, and they'll be really high yielding, and they'll be pest resistant, and they'll require less fertilizer, less agricultural inputs, but they'll be really prone to stock lodging. If we can figure out this problem with stock lodging, we can actually drastically increase our yields and drastically reduce our agronomic inputs.
And that's good for everybody. David Sparks, aginfo.net.